Welcome back to the Good We Can podcast. Or if you're joining us for the first time, I'm so glad you found us. I'm Bill Anzio, and it's my pleasure each week to share a Bible reading and a brief reflection from Disciplines, an Upper Room publication. This week we turn to Psalm 19. Heaven is declaring God's glory. The sky is proclaiming His handiwork. One day gushes the news to the next, and one night informs another what needs to be known. Of course, there's no speech, no words. Their voices can't be heard. But their sound extends throughout the world. Their words reach to the ends of the earth. God has made a tent in heaven for the sun. The sun is like a groom coming out of his honeymoon suite. Like a warrior, it thrills at running its course. It rises in one end of the sky. Its circuit is complete at the other. Nothing escapes its heat. The Lord's instruction is perfect, reviving one's very being. The Lord's laws are faithful, making naive people wise. The Lord's regulations are right, gladdening the heart. The Lord's commands are pure, giving light to the eyes. Honoring the Lord is correct, lasting forever. The Lord's judgments are true. All of these are righteous. They are more desirable than gold, than tons of pure gold. They are sweeter than honey, even dripping off the honeycomb. No doubt about it, your servant is enlightened by them. There is great reward in keeping them. But can anyone know what they've actually done wrong? Clear me of any unknown sin and save your servant from willful sins. Don't let them rule me. Then I'll be completely blameless. I'll be innocent of great wrongdoing. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And now for a devotion on Psalm 19 from Maria Dixon Hall, Chief Diversity Officer and Associate Professor of Communication for Southern Methodist University, Dallas, Texas. My passion is wildlife photography. Over the years, I've learned you can't force nature to give you a great picture. The animals and the light follow their own schedules and are not interested in making a good picture. I have lots of favorite photos, but the one that moves me most is one I call Daybreak. As the morning was breaking atop Mount Nebo, I was fortunate to capture the sun as it rose to reveal the Dead Sea and Israel in the distance. On that cold December morning, I felt a kinship with Moses and David, who must also have been awed by the beauty of God's creation. Psalm 19 provides authentic disciples with insight into how we can learn from God. The psalmist praises two sources for our instruction: creation and God's Word. Never in competition, the heavens, earth, seas, and God's Word work together to teach us about God's essential nature. Too often we busy ourselves with our destination rather than the pathways that take us there. We decry the rained-out ball game, the snow-covered streets, or the brightness of the morning sun during our commute. Instead, we should look up into the vastness of the sky. Feel the autumn breeze blow across our skin while we are being warmed by the midday sun. Stand before a tree and ask how it knew when it was time to bud. Each speaks volumes about God's power, attention to detail, and engineering prowess without saying a word. Apple trees bear apples, and the ocean does not suddenly depart and head for the mountains. Each is a perfectly obedient reflection of its creator. God, you are a master builder. Your creation testifies to your glory. Let me bask in your artistic prowess, appreciating every detail under your skies. Allow me to reflect the earth's beauty in each beat of my heart and each word from my lips. Amen. Now a question for your personal reflection this week. How does the natural world call you to follow God. You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast. Whether you've just discovered us or you listen regularly, we'd love to know you're there. Please give us a thumbs up if you're able, or a friendly comment before you go. That would mean a lot. And if you would, please share us with someone who might enjoy these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. We gather for worship each Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. For more information about our church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.